Title, is it prior art? Check the provisional application. Content, this Federal Circuit opinion analyzed collateral estoppel and the extent to which the non-provisional document would benefit from the provisional application's priority date, as it relates to PREIA 35 U.S.C. 102e. Background: U.S. Patent Application Number 11/005678, 678 application, filed on December 7, 2004, that claims priority to a provisional application filed on July 28, 2000, is directed to logistic systems and methods for transportation of goods that connect and share customer order information between various shippers across different transportation modes. The examiner rejected the 678 application under PREIA 35 U.S.C. 102e and 35 U.S.C. 103. Specifically, claims 1, 2, 8, 10-13, and 24-25 were rejected as anticipated under PREIA 35 U.S.C. 102e by U.S. Patent Application Publication Number 2002/0049622A1. Ledich, which was filed April 26, 2001 and published on April 25, 2002, and claims 3, 5-7, 9, 15-20, and 22 were rejected as obvious under 35 U.S.C. 103 over Ledich in view of Karen Rojek's How Baxter Improved Data Exports, dated 1998. In addition, Ledich is a non-provisional U.S. patent application that claims priority to provisional application number 60/200035, filed on April 27, 2000, the Ledich provisional application. In April 2016, the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, the board, reversed the examiner's rejections, finding that Ledich was not prior art under 35 U.S.C. 102e. In September 2016, the examiner filed a request for rehearing, alleging that the board had applied an incorrect version of 35 U.S.C. 102e to determine whether Ledich qualified as prior art. Thereafter, the Rail Party in Interest, Odyssey Logistics and Technology Corporation, filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia challenging the request for rehearing. See Odyssey Logistics and Tech Corporation v. Iancu, 959F.3D1104, 1106-07, Federal CIR 2020. In Odyssey, the Eastern District Court of Virginia disagreed with Odyssey's argument that the rehearing proceedings are an ultra vires action by the PTO, ID at 1109. The court dismissed Odyssey's challenge and the Federal Circuit affirmed. In the rehearing, the board agreed with the examiner's argument and amended its original decision to find that Ledich was prior art. The board, referencing MPEP 2136.03, found that because there was written description support in the Ledich provisional application for Ledich's Claim 1 limitations, the entire Ledich specification benefited from the Ledich provisional application's priority date. The board further found that the subject matter, e.g., paragraphs, figures, and claims, in Ledich that was referenced in the examiner's rejection of the 678 claims appropriately addressed the 678 claim limitations. Accordingly, the board affirmed the examiner's anticipation and obviousness rejections. The appellants, the named inventors for the 678 application, appealed the board's rehearing decision. They raised three distinct issues. 1. Whether the board's decision to grant the request for rehearing was ultra vires. 2. Whether the board properly afforded Ledich the earlier filing date of its provisional application for purposes of determining that it was prior art under PREIA 102e. And 3. Whether substantial evidence supported the board's finding as to anticipation and motivation to combine. Issues: are the appellants estopped from asserting the ultra vires challenge? Did the board properly afford Ledich the earlier filing date of its provisional application for purposes of determining that it was prior art under PREIA 102e? Was there substantial evidence supporting the board's finding as to anticipation and motivation to combine? Holdings: the appellants are estopped from asserting their ultra vires challenge. The board improperly found that Ledich, in its entirety, benefited from the earlier Ledich provisional application filing date. The Federal Circuit did not address the substantial evidence issue, reasoning whether appellants were estopped from making the ultra vires challenge. The board argued that the appellants are estopped from asserting this argument. In assessing the board's argument, the Federal Circuit, citing Vernet-X Incorporated v. Apple Incorporated, 909 F.3d 1375, 1377, Federal CIR 2018, listed the four elements of collateral estoppel: 1. A prior action presented an identical issue; 2. The prior